این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is the short part of Imam Khomeini's speech. Imam Khomeini's opinion on hoping for the ultimate victory. Our victory will dawn when the hands of the foreigners are severed from our country and all the roots of monarchical regime are pulled out of our native land and all their forces are driven out. The foreign agents who have been making all these attempts and frenzied efforts recently to bring back the Shah, that is the former Shah, or install another regime, or safeguard the monarchy, and all such issues should realize that all this is now past history.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Karbala. In one of his speeches, he said that keep Karbala and the holy name of the leader or the master of the martyrs, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, alive, for their survival ensures the survival of Islam. Now, obviously, when we look at this part of his speech, it is something that was said by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Every imam after Imam Hussein has emphasized on the same thing. And it shows that Imam Khomeini strictly following the path of Ahlul Bayt, his sayings, his advices are based on the teachings of Ahlul Bayt.
Ya Rabbana salli ala
Once someone gets the knowledge from Ahlul Bayt and his teachings are based on the Ahlul Bayt, it remains alive. The struggle that they have, the struggle that they perform, it reaches to the success because the success is because of the Ahlul Bayt. And when it is connected to the divine, Allah gives the victory to them. And in this part of speech, when he says that keep Karbala and the holy name of Imam Hussein, the master of the martyrs, alive, it means that Karbala has lessons to teach. When we keep the name of Karbala alive, it does not mean to just print the name of Karbala, to say Karbala. No, it means that talk about Karbala. Tell and inform people about what happened in the land of Karbala. What was the day of Ashura? Who was Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Why he got martyred? All these things, when we talk about them, when we inform our generations, through this informing, they will be alive. And because of them, we will survive. You know that when we read the books of the history, there are some things that are written in the books in the history. And every time we read them, obviously we are making them alive. They become alive because of this remembrance. And once we talk about them, later we can quote about it. Similarly, when we talk about Karbala, what happened in the Karbala, how the humanity was saved in the Karbala, how the modesty was saved in the Karbala, how the oppressors were failed in the Karbala, how the arrogant powers were failed in the Karbala, how justice won in the Karbala, when we talk about it, we can bring justice in this world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.